Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi there.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about why solid data beats a VA any day. Hey, catchy. Hit this catchy little title, Jill. Thank you.
Did I do that?
Yeah.
Or did you tweak it?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I think you did.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Hey, before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
How you doing today, Jack? You got to stop drinking in the morning.
Wouldn't that be great? You know, I'm going to put that on the calendar for us. Drunk morning.
There we go. Drunk recording. We're going to have a drunk Friday or something. That's great.
I love that. You sign me up for that, owner.
Right.
You own the company. You tell me when I'll show up for that.
That's going to be a new thing. Don't ask them anything. It's Drunk Friday. or they'll come to us and say, ask for a raise today. It's Drunk Friday.
Yep. Ask for a raise. Or just like ask the circus, you know, poke the circus animals with a stick.
Right. All right. Jordan asked, in the standard letter included with the package that Jack goes over in section 5, there's a paragraph about how they've been buying land for 20 years, etc. The problem, of course, is that while it's obviously true for them, it's not true with the vast majority of us who now have this course, or else we wouldn't have needed to purchase this. I don't really feel like I can include this verbiage. Aside from the ethical issue, quite frankly, is it just like an easy lie to get caught in? Well, we didn't mean it like that anyway. How do you guys...
No, it's an easy lie. He's right. Go ahead.
How do you guys, assuming most of you use this letter, handle this? Just take that paragraph out altogether, modify it to reflect less experience, but somehow still finesse it so that you don't sound like a beginner? We'd be interested to hear any ideas. Thanks.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, when we included this letter originally, it was just... We just wanted to show our exact letter without any changes. And that's all that we were set out to do. And I fully intended everyone to tweak it, modify it, massage it, whatever you want to call it, to make it yours.
Yeah. So this is a question that I copied and pasted from Success Plan directly. And so 4 or 5 people answered, Jordan, and their answers are some version of this. And I'll start with my favorite. Somebody replaced it with, I'm part of a group who has completed 15,000 deals over 20 years, which is my favorite. The vast majority of the people responded, and these are people that we know very well, Jill, because they're pretty vocal in the group, who are doing a tremendous amount of deals. They started from zero, and they're doing hundreds of deals in a couple cases. But they just took it out. They left it out.
Perfect.
And they made themselves look like a lonely little guy who loves to buy land, who's got big, huge, big pockets.
I was gonna say bank account, exactly.
Yeah. So that's a good approach. You know, everybody wants to deal with the owner. Everybody wants to deal with the guy who says, I got $5,000 for your property, and we can close in three days if you want. I'm just a guy down the street. I'm not a big company. So I think taking that approach in the beginning, both on the buy and the sell side, works great. We still do it. Just you and I. I mean, that's why we do the show. People ask me all the time, like, what are you doing? Why would you, if this is the greatest thing ever, why are you sharing it with anybody? Come on, man. We're just real people, just like you.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're right, because no matter how big we are and how many deals that we've done, I still get involved. And when I am talking to those people, it's nice to know that I have experience behind me, and I'm not brand new here. I know what's going on, but yet they also like that. Yeah, it is me. I'm going to make the decisions. I am an owner, and we can make the deal right now, and I'll do it.
I've heard you in the past say that. Mm-hmm. Then let's put this deal together right now. What would you like? And when would you like it? How much money would you like? And when would you like it? It's hard to refuse that.
Right?
You know, I went to a, you know, in fact, it was probably with you. It wasn't that long ago. One of those Sunday, the place where you go by the farmer's market. Mm-hmm. And if you want to negotiate at all, which I usually don't, but there's some stuff that I wanted. It was specific kind of mushrooms. And I held up the money and said, I know you're asking X, but here's my $40. This is really what I want. This is how much of it I want. And I'm going to put it on the table here. Is that all right? Mm-hmm. When you flash money like that and you say, let's just get this thing done right now, people, they just do the deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you and I tout all over the place, negotiation's not our thing. On the buy side, though, when you use these tactics, it's very effective.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it's not so much negotiating the price. It's like if they're on the fence about it, just to push them over to the other side.
Right. Exactly.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. When Jill's done with her nails, we're going to talk about... I don't know where you just went.
I don't know.
Today's topic.
You know what's funny? I was going back to the mushroom, and I'm like, when were we buying mushrooms? So, okay.
I love your memory.
Thank you.
You're the perfect woman.
Oh, gosh. Because I have no memory, and I can't smell.
Yes.
Thank you.
And you're not hard on the ice.
Thanks. Thank you.
Anyway, but enough of that. Today's topic, why solid data beats a VA any day. This is a meet their show.
Pick me.
Go ahead.
I was just reading something about that earlier today, too, that someone had written in to Seth Williams. And it kind of reiterated our feelings, and I'm like, oh yes, thank you for somebody else noticing it and getting the point here. And one of them was, there's a couple things about using the best data versus cheap data and a VA kind of thing. So one of the things I've seen people try to do is go to the counties directly. They think they're saving money. Maybe you're going to, if on a good day, maybe you're spending $50 a county. Well, there's how many counties in the country? Okay, that's going to add up really fast.
3,400.
Thank you. So 50, you know, most of the counties can be between, I've seen like 75 to a couple $100, $200, $250 to get data from the county. It takes a couple weeks to get to you. It's usually not like an overnight thing. And now you've got to figure this data out and then what to do with it. So what do people do? They think they're saving money. So we're sending it out to a VA, a virtual assistant, to scrub it. And then it comes back and now you're trying to work with it. So there's a couple little issues here. Number one, A, you didn't save money on the data at all. Going, you know, if you're trying to do more than one county, you've just lost money this month. Okay. Number two, every single county, you get to repeat this process. Why? Because the data is always delivered. It's not always done the same way by county. Some counties, it's a CD. Some counties, just, and then when you get that, it's not always arranged the same way and the same things are included. A lot of these counties, you're talking to an individual person, they're pulling this data for you, sending it to you, and you might have forgot something, and they might have forgot something. So you know, there's time and money lost there. And the other thing is, when you have to understand this, you got to relearn every county every month, by the way, if you're doing one county a month. So that takes some time and money and energy there, because you got to explain it to your VA so they know what they're doing with this next county, and then getting it back to you, and the days that took, there's a waste right there. And then my final point is, this is something you should be doing. And Jack, I know you have a lot to say about this.
This nailed it.
Is really the meat of this whole thing. You should be the one looking at this data, analyzing this data, figuring out who you want to send the offers to, what your price point is, comparing this to some completed sales so you can kind of get a real good idea of what offers to make. That should be you. And then where you can outsource is the mailing. Yeah. Even answering the phone and the inbound calls. Yeah. You know, you can until, it, I mean, just the inbound calls until they get to you, you know, weed out some of the, you know, not fun people or tire kicker stuff on the sales side. But this is really important. And the best data which we have, it's, I mean, or don't even get it through us. Just go get the best data, period.
Right.
Thank you, Jack. I'll get off my soapbox now.
No, well said. I'm going to draw some real world, super simple analogies and examples to make this ultra clear.
Okay.
The best data on the planet for real estate investing comes directly from the county. The best cars in the world are Ferraris, let's say. I don't necessarily believe that at all, but let's just say that they are. If someone gives you a Ferrari and parks in your driveway and it has no keys and no transmission, now you have the best car in the world and it's completely unusable. That's what goes on when you order county from data from directly from the county. It is the best data in the world, nearly impossible to use. So what you need to do, the other place you can get data, and it's from the best place in the world, the assessor, county assessor, is from an aggregator like RealQuest Pro or Title Pro. Those are the two best ways to get it because they have an army of people in an office building receiving data from all these counties, 3,400 counties all over the country in various forms. In the easiest form, it's electronically received, and it's thrown into a database, and all the columns line up. Every single county now looks the same from a data standpoint. They range from electronic feed like that to some people sitting there locally, manually inputting the information, literally, and then everything in between. Sometimes it's stuff actually faxed in. But my point is, they have the VAs already. Why would you get the county and pay for the county data directly from the county? Go hire a VA to put it in the right columns and stuff. So then you can, why would you do that? Why not just get a RealQuest Pro subscription? Which, by the way, we're licensed providers. That's what Land Academy is. We provide the data for this stuff. Why not do that?
Mm-hmm.
There's some stuff to outsource on this planet and some stuff not to. Do you outsource raising your children? I mean, some of you listeners should. In fact, some days Jill and I should.
Here we go.
But what you never want to do is outsource hugging your kids, right? You might outsource a part of like driving them back and forth to school because you can't stand it. I'm speaking of myself now.
Right.
So that's just outsourcing the mechanical stuff. But you don't outsource hugging the kids and telling them they're good at stuff.
Exactly.
So you have to pick and choose in a career just like that. The stuff that's appropriate to outsource and the stuff that people really need from you. And so I'm here to tell you, since this week is Being Seriously Direct week on the podcast, you can't outsource data. You have to do this yourself. If you're going to get serious about this, learn it. If you don't want this to be your career and you just want to horse around and waste money, then don't learn it. But the whole way that you are going to seriously excel and make this a full-time career or buy a tremendous amount of undervalued property is to learn the data and learn how to use it, get the best data, learn how to use it, and buy some property.
You know what I do?
The VA is never, ever going to do that for you. Go ahead.
I tell people all the time, you know what? And don't, please do your own work. Don't do your own homework. Don't just trust me. Test this, please. And anyone that's on the fence, you know, or not sure about this, I tell them by all means, go do it for a month or two that way. And then come, and it's even better when they do that too, by the way, because if you struggled going to a county, one or two counties and got the fat and tried to figure it out and do this and make it work and hire a VA and you're like, oh my gosh, now 6 weeks is gone and I'm by and I haven't even done anything yet. This is my favorite. Once you do that and you come over and see what we have to work with, they go, oh my gosh, it's night and day. I tell them it's life changing and they all agree. It is life changing.
You know, in the cash flow from land program, I include data sets from multiple counties that you and I never ended up using. They're 15 years old because of the reason. I mean, I'm pretty good at this actually, and the data's not usable. It's impossible to get it in the right columns without really manually doing it. So why do that? Why do that to yourself?
I have a question. Yeah. Why is this in the today's day and where we are today with technology? Why is this so hard to understand?
I know.
Last time I checked, we're all texting people. We're not mailing a letter all the time. We figured that out. Don't mail it. Like, using a VA to me is mailing a letter with a stamp on it. Using data is texting. Next.
I can sum it up in one word, and I bet you a dollar there's no women that are guilty of this. It's all men. They're just frugal. I'm not going to sign up for a subscription for 1 year for something I'm not sure I'm going to use. I'm just going to go to the county and get the data. I'm going to spend $50. I'm going to get the whole assessor's database from XYZ County, every single property. There's 38,000 properties in that county. I'm going to get them all, and I'm going to get the data for $50, and I'm going to just kick butt. I don't need to sign up for an annual subscription for anything. I'm not talking about our annual subscription like RealQuest or Title Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And then it sits there and nothing happens. Or they have such a bad experience manipulating the data that it kills their whole real estate career.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see happening. So that's your answer.
Because they spent 90 days trying to figure out those 38,000 records and then got frustrated.
They spent 90 minutes and said, this is not, I can't do it. It's too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's you know, for the record, it's too hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's too hard for me to figure that out. Are you going to trust this to some 30 cent an hour VA in Singapore?
Bingo.
No. No freaking way.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some stuff for that Singapore VA for you to do? Absolutely. But, and it's not answer your phone, by the way. But it's certainly not. This is the single most important thing in your real estate career, using data, learning how to use it, and why. It's the single most important thing. So don't outsource that.
Exactly. Make it easy.
I'm going to end it on that.
Thank you.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me. And I just gave a lot of information. Sorry.
You did. And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy a property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Did I just go nuts there? Like you did?
No, that was so good. I'm so glad.
All right.
So, no, thank you for going into that. And I just thought of my texting example versus putting a stamp on it. I mean, that's,
oh, yeah, perfect.
That's how I feel. I sit here and I scratch my head going, wait. You know, the people that say, well, I'm just going to do this. I say, okay, hold on a moment. You're literally telling me it's a better idea. I'm going to spend 2 weeks and struggle with half blank data that I think I got everything I need here versus do it in 5 minutes and, you know, or, you know, 2 hours on a Sunday, let's be realistic, and I could have some offers in the mail tomorrow. Okay, this is a better plan to you. I wish you well, you know?
That was really what my whole point I was trying to make. Like, if you have this so backwards in your head that you don't understand why just subscribing to this thing, not our subscription. I don't care if you subscribe to our stuff or not. I'm just saying, get the right data in the right columns. You know,
exactly.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.